Agenda today, and I did jump the gun a little bit. I skipped over one of our items, so we're going to back up to number 20, new hunting opportunities in our parks. And I know Al Nedved will be presenting, and he is going to be joining us virtually today. So Al, whenever you are ready, go ahead and begin, sir.
Good morning, Madam Chair, members of the Commission. Secretary Roebling, Al Nedved, Deputy Director for the Division of Parks and Recreation here in Pierre. And can you hear me okay?
Yes, we can. Thank you.
Thank you. I do have a short slide show there. If Chris could dial that up, we could get into that. But this update is in relation to a rule change that the Commission finalized back in March. And the general purpose of this rule change was to try to amend our current rule, which is 41030116, that provides kind of a general restriction on uncased firearms in state parks from the months of May 1st through September 30th. And we were challenged by Secretary Roebling and Deputy Secretary Simpson to help try to keep finding ways to expand our hunting opportunities in our state parks. And this rule, like I say, was put in place to address the fact that, you know, parks are very busy places in the spring and in the fall and then obviously during the summer, but that there might be some times of the year when we got hundreds or thousands of people in a state park that hunting opportunities might not coincide with some of the other recreational activities that are going on there. But as we know, we took a look through our acreages and our inventory out there and felt that, you know, there were some some areas that we could offer some of those fall shoulder season hunting opportunities without much risk of conflicts with other recreational users. So we did go through our inventory this summer and this fall, and we came up with a plan that we hope will expand some hunting opportunities in those shoulder months of September and May, which often coincide with hunting seasons such as mourning dove, archery deer, youth mentor deer, grouse seasons, those kind of seasons that, you know, there might be some great opportunities in our state parks to provide those hunting opportunities for a lot of folks in those times of the year. So, through our staff and through our regional park supervisors, we developed a plan that came up with about 3,200 acres of areas that we, you know, deemed as potential new hunting opportunities for the this fall, starting on September 1st and going through the spring there. So if we can go to the next slide there. Yes. So basically, it came down to about 15 state parks that we identified, 3,200 acres, like I said before, that were able to offer some sort of expanded hunting opportunities in these particular parks. You know, in some cases, you know, maybe it was adding a few acres, like at Revheim Bay, 87 acres. But in some of their parks, there's some significant portions of property there that are fairly detached from the developed portions of the park that really offer some fantastic hunting opportunities that we're able to identify and get in this initial plan here for this fall. And as you can see, you know, some areas in the Northeast, such as Roy Lake and Mina Lake and Fisher Grove, you know, technically under the old rule, those areas would not be able to offer hunting in the months of September and May there. But now with this rule, our park managers were able to develop maps and put out signage there to designate what areas would be open to the public. These next few slides here show a little bit of kind of how we constructed some maps that will help the public understand where these areas are and how they can access them. And right now, these are our PDF maps that are available for download on our sites. But as you can see, we kind of try to structure these maps so that it clearly shows what these areas are that are open to hunting, but it also shows some of those areas that are traditionally off limits to hunting, such as campgrounds and day use areas there. So this particular map shows a Snake Creek Recreation Area there, Northern Charles Mix County. There's a large portion of property in that park, about 500 acres, that's fairly remote and fairly severed from the developed portion of the park. So this provided an excellent opportunity to open these acres up for September hunting and spring hunting as well. You probably can't see it on the map there, but this is one area where we were not able to open this area up right on September 1st. We do have an agricultural grazing lease there with a local producer that runs through the 15th. So once that ag lease is finalized and the cattle are moved off the area, that that area then will be open to hunting. But like I say, it kind of shows specifically where they can hunt and how they can access those areas. And this is another example of an area that we look closely at. This is Roy Lake up in the northeastern part of the state. Again, there's probably a whole portion of that park that most people probably didn't even know what was part of the state park, and very undeveloped, very remote, but also providing some great hunting opportunities in several parts of the park. So we're able to identify about 200 acres, I believe, at Roy Lake State Park that could now be open to some of those early fall season hunting opportunities and spring as well. So right now, how we're getting the word out a little bit, you saw some great examples of what our GIS team can do, what they've been kind of focusing a lot of their attention on this summer and fall has been the aquatic access part of this. We really would like to get some of this information put out in that similar type of format. But as of right now, since this program is a little bit new, and whenever we put something out there, we want to make sure it's very clear and understandable to the public, and we're not creating any confusion or opportunities for misunderstandings out there where people could hunt to where they can't on there. So right now, for this year, for this fall, we focused on putting out these printable maps. They're available for download on each state park web page there under the map section, so folks can access those. We will also have these printed out and available in our state parks for the public to see, and possibly even putting them up in various display areas where folks can see these maps and understand them a little bit better as well. So, and then releasing these through our traditional media channels and so forth, that folks can understand that these are areas that are now open to hunting, which weren't possibly open before. Then park managers are also out there putting up signs and help delineate these areas on the ground, so there's clear understanding if it's not obvious elsewhere that these are good places that they can hunt in these fall seasons. So yeah, that's about it for that initiative that we took on this fall. We are going to continue to evaluate this. This was kind of our first run at coming up with these areas and these specific scenarios where people can hunt. So we will evaluate kind of how this all turns out this fall. And hopefully next year we can come with another good plan and maybe expanded acres even on top of what we have today, that we can keep providing great opportunities in our state parks for hunting. So with that, I would take any questions.
Yes, questions. Commissioner Bartling.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you, Al. Question, how far away from established campgrounds do you try to have a boundary, I guess, for these hunting areas? And the reason I ask that is when you brought up the Snake Creek proposal, there's a huge campground just, up the hill from Snake Creek itself. How close I don't know, maybe you can't tell from your mapping, but how close is that to that campground up there? Is that run a risk? Because those campers stay there throughout the year. Or
right.
The campers themselves,
Correct. Yeah, we do provide, try to provide a good safe buffer for folks when it comes close to being next to develop the day use or camping areas there. In the case of Snake Creek, that area is mostly north of the highway, which there currently is no parking, no camping North of Highway 44 there, but there are some day users. We have a busy boat ramp area there, where there's a busy concession area there, and some places where folks store their boats and things like that. So this property that was identified at Snake Creek is, again, it's kind of fairly physically separated from those busy day use areas there. In fact, it's kind of, like I said, it's one of those areas you probably didn't even realize was part of the park. Once you get past the marina and that day use area, that's where that road ends. And so it's mostly accessible on foot. There really is no vehicle access into the heart of that area. So there is a really fairly good buffer there that we feel is a good, safe scenario for hunters and day use and campers.
Very good. Any additional questions or comments? Commissioner White.
Thank you. Al, you said, you know, as it says, hunting opportunities. What type of hunting is that entail? Is it pheasants, wildlife, deer, all of the above, or are there specified amount or people, I mean, species that we have to look at?
Through the chair,
yes.
Commissioner White, yes, a lot of our parks are open to hunting, all types of hunting, beginning October 1st. We do have a fair amount of parks that for safety reasons or other types of reasons are restricted by not so much the animal, but the type of weapons that could be used to take those particular animals. So we have some parks that are, for example, archery only, where you can hunt with a bow and arrow or crossbows only. We have some parks that are open to shotguns with shot shells and archery only, which basically restricts rifle hunting on some of those areas. So those are all laid out under administrative rule, and these expanded areas for the most part follow those parent type firearm allowances in those areas. In some cases, we may, in order to allow those hunting, we may have maybe restrict a little bit of what those types of weapons that can be used in those new areas, if there is a type of proximity that would require some caution there. But for the most part, we do not go up and beyond, you know, what those firearms allowances are there. So yeah, it applies to mostly, you know, the types of firearms, but due to the season and the fact that these areas that are being opened up to hunting are in the months of September and May, the types of seasons it affects the most are, like I say, mourning dove, archery deer, mentored youth deer, and then in the spring, obviously, would be a spring turkey that might affect some opportunities for those types of seasons.
Thank you.
Very good. Any other questions, comments? Al, just one question. As we continue to look at hunting opportunities in our state parks for folks, are you getting much feedback from the public on this?
To the chair, this it's fairly new, so we got a little bit of work I'm guessing to do to make sure we get the word out that these areas are available. So this will, like I say, it'll be a little bit of a new opportunity for folks, and we'll continue to work through our media channels to make sure we get this out. And like I say, this year will be our first inaugural year doing this, so I'm sure we'll learn a few things along the way, but we'll do our best to get the word out to folks and make folks understand that these new opportunities do exist.
Very good. All right. Thank you all for the information. Very good.
Thank you.